For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This is the Annie Fry Show.
Welcome. Happy Friday. My headache was so bad yesterday, I couldn't come into work. I apologize for that. I heard from a lot of people that upon me, I got just railroaded yesterday with a migraine. Brad and Ryan picked up and made it super simple for me to stay home, which is good because I couldn't see while I was driving. I actually had to pull over while I was driving yesterday because my migraine, I get the aura funny stuff when in my vision. I lose vision. But then here's Gary, who seemed to be here, and he said, Annie, I hate to do this, but I must tell you, those two thugs trashed you all day yesterday.
Did we trash her all day yesterday? I'm sure we trashed her a little bit.
Trash is a harsh word.
Gary then said they were relentless, but I had to stay and listen. So this might still be a win for you guys. Did you just do it? Did we do what we had to do to keep the people?
I don't know. I mean, I think that we did a decent show. I think that we...
It's just like, there's some trepidation in that.
Yeah. I mean, I never really
know. You show up, you want to do a good job, you hope to do a good job. I feel like we did a pretty good job.
You bring your thoughts.
Your
Brad
A-game.
Quoted Marx several times.
You're saying other things you said. You're not. This is like politician stuff, but I'm good at this.
Uh-huh.
I see what you're trying to say, and my job is to hear what people are not saying and tell people what they're dodging. And right now, it's the fact that you trashed me.
You know what
yesterday?
People are not saying is they're not saying we did a bad job.
Look.
Well, I'm not reading you those comments.
Listen.
Yeah. Look. Listen.
It was.
Did you do the work?
It was a show yesterday that I felt like was worthy of listenership.
Uh-huh.
Listenership that people tuned in for the radio to hear.
And let me be clear. The listeners are what is at the forefront of what we're trying to do.
Without the listeners, there is no one listening.
Yeah.
In essence.
Yeah. You guys, I probably aren't wrong.
We moved forward, unburdened by what has been. And now we are back.
Was I the burden?
With the burden. But it's a Friday.
Kamala Harris approves this message. Well, I'm glad to be back. If you are a migraine sufferer, it's something that you don't have to explain to people. For those of you who have never had a migraine, some people are like, I get really bad headaches. Migraine headaches are different than bad headaches. Cluster headaches are different than migraine headaches. I come by them genetically. They are hereditary. I have gotten some form of migraine headaches since I was 10 years old, and I really have not gotten them lately. I don't know the last time that I had to not do a show because I had a migraine.
Would you say that, so not a cluster headache? Because yesterday was a cluster.
It was a cluster. But it was a migraine headache that caused a cluster.
Okay.
Yeah. You were the cluster.
You were the bird.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
There you go. And we're back together again. So I'm grateful to be back. I apologize for having to miss yesterday. But like I said, when I get migraine headaches, and like I said, people who know this. If you've never experienced it, it's a very bizarre thing. But it's like I lose my peripheral vision. And as the peripheral vision goes away, it kind of consumes the main vision of my eye. And then it makes it so that like whatever I'm looking at, I just cannot see. And this happened to me so fast when I was driving on 270 yesterday that I had to pull over and my parents had to come get me and take me home because I couldn't see while I was driving. So I was going to come in and do the show with the headache, but I couldn't do the show with the headache and without vision.
Or on 270.
Yes. You could have, you know, you really could have come and got me.
Like I said yesterday on the air,
mm-hmm.
She has not texted me all day and I'm super offended.
Yeah.
Yeah. You were talking with Brad. We got health updates. But I was saying Annie is not personally texting me from her deathbed.
Brad is the producer.
Yes.
You want me to text you those updates too?
Not really.
No,
I just want you to tell me that I'm doing a good
Brad
job.
Brad doesn't even want me to text you those updates.
Ryan, I'll just forward her messages that she sends me to you. Please when do. She sends them to me.
That's Thank you. Not authorized. What, are you going to send him the ones when we're talking about him?
No.
Okay.
What ones are you talking about?
I don't know. Yeah, I have nothing. That's never happened.
Now I really need reassurance. From you right now. Text me.
I didn't get to watch a ton of news last night. I went to watch The Five, and it was Donald Trump's press conference, which was yet another press conference where he just goes, you know, yes, on and on and on, but he talks about issues in front of people. He was in Bedminster, New Jersey, at his in his Jersey home. And I could see how if you were just strolling by the television and you saw that his press conference was on, I think you would stop to listen. But I don't know if you weren't super interested in politics or the election. You're like, it's August. Doesn't this thing happen months away? Yes, it's like 81 days. I don't know that you would stop and like sit down and lock in. But he absolutely still should be doing it. Kamala Harris isn't. From what I understood, she is finally going to sit down for an interview. So that's very good. It's just only it's with a running mate. It's not with an actual reporter.
I thought this was news.
Yeah, I tried.
Because we reported this yesterday. Oh my gosh. How stupid is that?
I mean, it's par for the course.
Yeah. I mean, we're not hearing from her at all, so.
There's nothing worse than watching the two of them rub each other's shoulders.
What if Tim Walz gave her a real hardball interview? Like really asking her the questions people want to know. And they didn't edit it because clearly they released a trailer of the interview. I mean, you talk about movie productions. That's all this is. It's just all glitz and shine.
Which includes a clip of when she called to ask him to be the VP. He didn't answer the phone. And they thought it was hilarious.
It's so funny.
I went to my voicemail. I didn't recognize the number. Totally relatable because of all the stupid phone calls and texts we get from politicians who want our money all the time. And yeah, I'm talking about the people on my own side. I hate them. Do you get them?
Not much. I've signed up for like one poll one time and I get calls from that pollster. That's about it.
You get no texts?
I've been very careful.
I'm so signing you up. I'm donating money in my name.
No.
That money is going to be my money in your name. You're going to be very generous, but I'm going to be like, I just want to make sure that you keep me informed.
You be careful now. Because if you start doing that, you're going to start getting a whole bunch of stuff in the regular mail.
Mm-hmm. I already do.
No, I know. I've done this to my friends before.
People do this to me all the time.
They sign you up for things?
All the time. It's the freaking worst.
I used to sign my friends up. This was probably a number of years ago now. I think I did it to one of my teachers. I found out their address, and I just signed them up for a bunch of weird magazines. But I did it to my friends.
What do you mean by weird magazines?
I don't even remember, were ones that you would, not want people to know you were getting. And I would sign people up for those magazines only when they were free. Yeah. If I got good housekeeping, I'd be like, oh, no.
If you're a 16-year-old dude in 1998 and you're getting Better Homes and Gardens.
This is not my Pampered Chef catalog. I swear.
Longer burger baskets. Do you even know?
I did not order oil of Olay.
So did you guys watch the press conference took place after the show got over yesterday?
So Brad and I had a lot of work to do after the show yesterday.
Why?
So we were kind of all the normal stuff. We were tag teaming, and I think we both had it on. I can't tell you that we were paying close attention. Mm-hmm.
He talked about a lot of stuff, and he went in on a lot of varying issues. And there's this guy, he's on TikTok again. I see TikTok stuff on Twitter or whenever it gets posted on old people social media. I don't have TikTok. We're working on setting one up. Somehow or another, because I'm not putting it on my phone. I'm not, like, it's just going to go out into the TikTok world. We might be the biggest thing on TikTok. I will not know that this has happened. But we do feel like there's a benefit to being there. Trump's campaign has kind of proven that. So this guy is he comes onto TikTok. He's Tony_talks on TikTok, and he's talking about having brushed up against this Trump presser.
What's up, y'all? So I said, let me just get on here real quick because I want to tell you about something. I watched this press conference that Donald Trump did today, and I deliberately stayed for the entire thing. I said, let me listen to the whole thing. And I got to tell you, in my opinion, I thought it was actually a very good press conference for him. And it was contrary to what the presentation is that we typically see of a Donald Trump presser or rally. Like, he was like, I'd say like 90% of it was just like really on point. Like, I don't agree with everything the man says at all. But I can say that he spoke directly to the issues, especially the issues that I care about as not only a black man, but just as a person living in America in this horrible economy, the horrible state that we are in right now. And, you know, what it was kind of different because it was like he was very like welcoming. He was reserved. He dealt directly with the questions that were asked of him.
He just basically said he was a normal, respectful human being. Surprising. And he says he goes into this press conference because he just kind of wants to check it out, see what's going on.
This really makes you hope that Trump keeps doing press conferences.
Mm-hmm.
And he was even like welcoming like to the press. And so I was like, damn. When he was done, I remember saying to myself, I wonder how the media is going to paint this presser.
So that's the most dangerous question that can happen this election season, is where people start taking the time to look into things themselves so that they can then learn more about the candidate. And then if they are confronted with a conflict, especially one that insinuates that if you don't come to the conclusion that some agenda-driven media outlet comes to, they are then going to insult you. This is a black guy talking here, and he identifies himself as such. But how many times is he going to hear people talked about as like black votes? Because what I keep hearing is suburban women votes. And I'm like, I don't think I fit the monolith that they're trying to explain. Like, this is what you need to get to the suburban moms, those overly emotional Karens, basically is what they're saying. And I am overly emotional, but I am not. I'm Annie. I'll just put it to you that way. Maybe we'll change what we call the very, very unfortunately incorrectly named Karens, because I know many lovely, lovely Karens out there.
And like clockwork. The blog sites like Baller Alert, World Star, The Shade Room, and all of like legacy media, they started putting out the hit pieces, boy. They started painting the rally as it's some hate-filled, incoherent psychobabble. And, you know, if you're a person that cares anything about objectivity and just critical thinking, I think we should all be able to agree that we have to dig deeper for ourselves and do our own research in order to find out exactly what's going on. Because as it is right now, we can't trust the media, and we're being spoon-fed our opinions, not only by legacy media, but sadly by the professional managerial class. We have a lot of popular black folks out there who are getting on social media and on the news media, and they're shaming. They're trying to shame you into falling in line. And that's not something I agree with. Now, you can vote for whoever you want to vote for, Democrat, Republican. At the end of the day, I understand that as black people, we're not a monolith. And I would never judge anyone or shame them for what they decide to do with their vote. But before you make these decisions on these candidates, you have a responsibility to dig deeper and find out all you need to know about their policy. Don't allow people to trigger you using emotion. Pull emotion out of this. Look at policy. Look at your life. Then decide, are you okay with your life this way? Do you want to continue with your life that way? Look at the policies that they're presenting to you. Hey, does that policy align with the way that I think, with my belief? And it's actually that simple. But don't allow people to interrupt your own natural thought processes by trying to gaslight you and trying to shame you and insult you and make you feel like lesser than for daring to decide for yourself.
That guy, Tony_talks on TikTok, if you want to go check him out, that's what the video says here that I'm sharing, is asking a very, very aggressively dramatic question. And that is, are you checking these things out for yourselves? And if you have a thought process that leads you astray from what people out there, he called it the professional managerial class and big media, what they're trying to make you think, if you start to do your own little research and find stuff out for yourself, trust yourself when you do that. It's incredible to me to see him. And he says multiple times, I don't care who you vote for. Just make sure you are voting for that person because you've come to that conclusion. Here's where we come to the YouTube live chat poll, which we are going to take your calls on when we come back. 314-241-9797. Do you know or do you yourself suffer from TDS? Do you know anybody or do you yourself suffer from TDS? Now, that's Trump derangement syndrome. That's the people who see Donald Trump. How would you explain? Is there somebody off the top of your head that you feel like suffers greatly from TDS?
Yes.
The entire panel on The View.
I was going to say Keith Olbermann.
That was
Keith Olbermann. Yeah, like these people hear something about Donald Trump. And I mean, he could be saving orphans from traffic in a busy highway and they would find out why it was bad or something was wrong with it. Do you know anybody who's like that? Maybe you suffer from it yourself. Maybe you don't know anybody. We want to hear from you. Because the worst thing that can happen to the Kamala Harris, Tim Walz ticket is that all of this bologna sausage that she's shoveling out there for you to believe about her while she's reintroducing herself, once you start comparing notes on what that actually, what she said before, once you start comparing those notes and you realize it's one or the other, you don't get to be both things, and then you compare notes with what Donald Trump is doing and saying with your own research, you are going to be pretty shocked and surprised. It's going to bring people out of that TDS if they so choose to do that. You give us a call at 314-241-9797, 314-241-9797, and let us know what you think about TDS. Do you suffer from it? Do you know somebody? We want to hear from you when we come back. Don't go away.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Then we go wrong.
Welcome back to to the Annie Fry Show. Thanks for being with us this afternoon. We appreciate you. It's Friday. We're very excited about that. We're going to open the phones now. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. The poll question for today that we want to give you the opportunity to answer with us here on the air. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? That's Trump Derangement Syndrome. We want to know if you've experienced it, but also, like, how do you handle it? Do you feel, Ryan, like you know anybody off, like, personally off the top of your head that really has a Trump problem?
It's more friends from my past who I'm still friends with on Facebook. It's not people that I'm actively engaged with on a daily basis.
And you keep those people in your life via the Facebook feed?
I do. Yeah.
Because you want to watch them have TDS?
No, I just don't want to cut them off. And I also am okay with them being crazy every now and then, just to see what it's like.
Do you talk to them, or you just kind of voyeuristically watch them have a few breakdowns?
I'm not watching their feeds so much as if I post something that has any sort of vague conservatism to it. It's like, wah!
They come after you?
They come after, yeah.
Oh, man. That's rough. What about you, Brad? Do you?
Yeah, I got two people that are in my life that I would consider having TDS.
Do you engage them? Do you disengage them?
I engage them. I talk to them when I see them. I see them in person all the time. They were my friends before. They're going to continue to be my friends as long as they
sounds
will
like
still
a threat.
Yeah, you will continue to be my friend as long as they see fit. I mean, I'm not going to let Donald Trump ruin a friendship, and especially like, if I'm like okay with the guy, and that would be them ending the friendship. I'm not going to end it because they don't like Donald Trump.
Well, 314-324.
You can call Stewie too if you want to.
I say his number way more than the station number. Yeah. I don't always open the phone lines. 314-241-9797. 314-241-9797. Let's get to some of your phone calls if you have had to deal with this before. Linda, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Hey, Annie, perhaps you can tell me, you can confirm my diagnosis.
Uh-oh.
Now, mine is not based on irrational fears or left or right wing media. Mine is based on facts. And the fact is that Trump is an admitted sexual predator, an adjudicated rapist, a pathological liar, an insurrectionist, and a convicted felon. So if I have done that research and all of those things are indisputable facts, does that mean I have Trump derangement syndrome?
Oh, Linda, I hate to break this to you. I think we can diagnose you with TDS, but since you asked, he's not an insurrectionist. He's never been charged with it. I'm just picking one out of your list, but that's actually not a fact.
Yeah, you did pick one because you didn't pick. You can grab them by the PUSSY.
Listen, I don't make the rules. The FCC does. So if you want to hang out, happy to have you. But
you didn't pick that one. You didn't pick
Linda. Listen.
Okay, listen all you want to. You listen.
No, okay. We can do this. I'll just handle this the way they handled Joe Biden. We can do this the easy way or the hard way. I picked one specifically because you made a long list of things, Linda, that you are accusing him of. And then at the end, you said that it's factually true and there's no disputing it. And the truth is, I'm just picking one to make the point that your entire statement isn't accurate because he has never, you can be charged with insurrection. He has never been charged with insurrection. So therefore, he is not an insurrectionist, correct?
So we shouldn't
yes
believe
no,
our lying correct. Eyes.
No, I'm
saying we shouldn't believe our lying eyes and ears.
I don't believe that Donald Trump is an insurrectionist, and neither does the legal system.
Okay, well, then we'll differ on that one. What about he's a pathological liar?
I don't think he's a pathological liar. I think you don't like what he says, and I don't think you like the way he says it. And I think that his policies, you probably think that policies for this country would be much better done the Kamala Harris's way. And I respect that
I think that the policies for this country would be much better done not by an adjudicated rapist. And
he's
an
not an adjudicated rapist.
Predator.
He's never been convicted of rape. He's never been convicted of rape. Linda.
Linda, that's lady before
Linda, you have lied on this show more than Donald Trump has lied on this show.
Girl, get out of here. Shut up.
Go on. Oh, she hung up on me. I didn't have to hang up on her. What? You want to? She can call back. There's more time. I have till 3.
I don't think she's going to call back.
Oh, man, we were having so much fun.
Yeah, well, that's the trouble is that a lot of these things. I'm glad she called.
Me too.
Because
Because she answered the question.
I mean, really, let's just go to break. Because
break.
That's it.
I'm going to Holiday Shores and having a drink. I'm done here.
Because that's so much of the, but this has been verified. You can't question it. This is true that he is a fill in the blank.
Is Will our guy?
Yeah, he's my guy.
But is he our guy?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. Will says it's not very classy to call your callers liars, Annie. That was right. I handled that poorly.
Yeah, you're very mean.
Yeah.
But all of those things that she's saying, many of them are verifiably false. But if you've been told enough that they're not,
yeah,
then you think you have facts on your side, and that's it. And there is no arguing with it.
Even if the facts don't matter. Here's the million bazillion dollar question. Percentage chance that Linda is listening still right now.
Oh, 100.
Hi, Linda. All right, next call. 314-241-9797. Let's get to Rich. Rich, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. The poll question is, do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? We don't need to answer the Linda question anymore. What about you? What do you think?
You mean I have to follow that?
I don't think you could mess it up, Rich. I think you'll be fine.
It embarrassed me.
I don't think she felt embarrassment. She'll call back again.
Anyway, the reason I'm calling about that is because a lot of my relatives on both sides of the family live in rural areas in southern Missouri. And going back to the 2016 election, whenever I was voting for Trump, I had a bumper sticker on the back of my tailgate on my Ford pickup. And I'm down there during deer season, and all of them are getting on my butt saying, "You're voting for that guy?"
Yeah.
And I told them, you know, honestly, I was 63 years old at the time. I can vote for whoever I want. And, you know, they're so sold on friggin' Clinton. And I thought, and you're, you know, I basically used the B word and called her a B word. And it's hard to convince them that it is the right decision. And so I would say that 95% of my relatives are that way.
Yeah. Has that changed at all in the amount of time, the elections that we've gone through? Has it gotten better or worse, or is it pretty much the same?
It's pretty much the same. Mm. Well, even with the economy, I don't see as many of them as I used to because I don't want to be around them because it's just too negative.
Mm. Yeah, I understand.
And that's an unfortunate thing. You're not supposed to bring family involved with politics.
But yeah.
Whenever you listen to this crap for the last 4 years, what are you supposed to believe when you're believing that, you know, like you were just talking about?
Yeah.
Everything that's on TV, they're watching all CNN and CNBC and all that stuff and never turn on Fox News so you don't get an alternative.
Sure. Well, Rich, thank you for calling the show. Thanks for listening to us. We appreciate you.
And I've also told them to dial in your radio station and listen to you.
Well, thank you. And they said what? That's not Linda. She's not your cousin.
She
called
they
in and she's like, these people are crazy.
They haven't texted me and said, you know, it's a good show or anything. So I really don't know, but I've listened to you for 4 years or more and I enjoy it every day.
Thank you, Rich. I appreciate you.
You're welcome. Glad your headache's over. My daughter gets them, and I know exactly what you're talking about.
Yeah, they're the worst. Thank you, Rich. I appreciate it. It is. It's over. Unless I bend over, then I can still kind of feel where the headache is. So I just don't do that. Let's get to some more phone calls here. 314-241-9797. I'm going to get to as many as I possibly can. Next one up is this Caleb? Caleb, thanks for calling the show. What do you think?
Hey, Annie. I want to talk about cognitive dissonance.
Yeah?
It's the belief. Yeah, the inability to change someone's belief, regardless of facts and anything else like that. And I think that's the crux of the TDS. And in my experience, when I come across somebody that has that sort of thinking, it's better just to avoid the conversation. There's nothing you can really do to prove it. They have to kind of find it on their own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you think it's worth engaging in the conversation if you know someone to be like this? Is it worth it to try, or if they engage you, should you immediately disengage? What do you think?
Well, it depends on your relationship with the person that you're interacting with. I think the deeper down the rabbit hole you go, the further the divide is, the more evidence you present to each other.
Yeah. Yeah. Thanks for calling the show.
It's a double-edged sword.
I appreciate you for listening. Thank you.
Yep.
Take care. Bye-bye. Let's get to Michael real quick. Michael, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Don't have a lot of time, but we wanted to get you in here. How you doing? What do you think?
I am doing great, Annie. TDS is kind of like COVID. It actually started out with a variant called Orange Man Syndrome, OMS. My ex-wife had it, but I found a cure, and I had Obamacare take care of it. I just took two children's aspirin and a yogurt enema, and I just flushed that crap out.
I don't know.
Was that written?
Michael's trying to upstage Linda. We need to get Michael and Linda together, and apparently they can work it out.
Share an Uber.
Oh, man. Maybe like that would be the Uber that you would be driving. Rhonda, thank you for calling the Annie Fry Show. TDS, do you have it? Do you know someone who has it?
My best friend, I was from kindergarten on, and I'm in my 50s. During the 2016 election, she told me that I was wrong. I was stupid. She couldn't believe how much I had changed. And she wanted to meet up. Like, she wanted to beat me up. So
what?
It's really sad. It's unfortunate. And so I learned, like I think your previous caller said, based on who it is, whether or not you have the conversation with them.
Did that start for you in 2016 with her, or had it been building up to then?
Started. She was riding for Biden, or whatever, riding with Biden, I think is what they said. And I stayed at my position, and she came on my page to correct me. And then just it went from there. And it's really sad.
That is so sad. I'm sorry that happened to you.
Hey, but I know it's all too real.
Yeah, that is real. There are so many people. Thank you, Rhonda, for the call. There are so many people who have lost close relationships because of this. She's just physically going to meet her up.
It's so sad. And the problem with it, and the reason it destroys relationships, is that if you see everything through the lens of not just politics, but through the lens of what Donald Trump says and does as being right and wrong, then you really do kind of view the entire world that way, and your friendships are sacrificed over it.
Steven, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS?
Yes, I have several people on my Facebook page that definitely suffer from it. First of all, I just want to say that my kids, when I listen to 97.1 Talk FM, my kids say, oh, that's such boring radio. But that little dispute you had just a couple of calls again just completely proved that talk radio is entertaining.
Thank you. I appreciate that. I did not, there was a time in talk radio, it's before my time, where you might plant a call, and there are people who have listened to talk radio for a long time who don't believe that Linda was a real caller. She's real to me. If she's here making that phone call from some other office, that was something else. You couldn't ask for an example of TDS better than Linda, who is, I guarantee you, still listening right now.
Oh, man, it's funny. It's like those people who watch Fox News or comment on the Instagram post or the Facebook post of Fox News or whatever. And I'm like, if you don't like this, like, why are you following it? I don't follow anybody. I don't like their junk. Like, I'm not sitting waiting to just dismantle anything they post or anything like that. But my post was this, or my original comment was this. So I have a good friend, grew up with her, several years ago. We grew up together, and I posted a meme about Joe Biden way before he was even cut out of office, by his running mate. And so I posted a picture of him on 4th of July. It was Independence Day, and he was saying Happy Easter. I'm sure you've seen that meme go around Facebook.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Was the Easter bunny there?
Yes. So he had the bunny ears on, and he's like, Happy Easter. And it was, funny meme. I didn't mean anything, personal attack. And she comes on, and so I'm a pastor, and she comes on and she says, this is the reason pastors aren't respected in our society.
Oh
my goodness. I was like, First of all, I just laughed hysterically, and then I was like, well, that's a quick unfriend. Like, we're not that good of friends where I can't unfriend you. But my thought was this, okay, this is just the way, this is just the way that I live, and nobody else has to live this way.
Right.
But I have several friends that are very left, that I've grown up with, that are family members. I make it a personal point not to comment on any of those posts. They'll post something and I'll laugh at it. I won't even make the laugh emoji with the like button or whatever, but I just laugh of it from a distance. Like, I'm not going to go on and disrespect you. That's fine. You have your viewpoint. It's America. But however, they are quick to get on any of my posts of a conservative post. And I don't even post that much, but it's quick for them to just get on anything I post about Trump or an article of Trump. And it just amazes me how deranged they are and how mad just a picture of Trump will make them.
Well, Stephen, the reason why that's the way these things generally get handled is because when you post something like that and they come on and make you wish that you never did it, regret the post, they're making a ton of other people who might like to make a statement go, I am never going to say anything positive about Trump. I mean, you can't buy that kind of media coverage deficit because people are too afraid to put something out there about Donald Trump or a joke or whatever. And then, you know, the rules don't apply the same to both sides, for sure. And there is a righteous indignation that comes when somebody comes to correct you publicly. They see it as a public service that they're doing to everyone else, that they're getting you back in line. And that's why I feel like we just have to say, you know, you can think you're getting me back in line by coming and I'm just drawing different lines. I don't live that way. I'm going to say what I say, and I'm sorry that it upsets you. That's not the intention, but here I am.
And the funny thing is, the lady that made the comment, she was raised conservative. She was always a Republican. She divorced her husband and married a new guy who was a Democrat. And quickly, her political views changed just by her relationship. And my wife made the comment one too, because we were talking about it and discussing it. And she goes, well, love is blind. So
thank you for the call, Stephen. I appreciate you listening. Gosh, we still got a full board of phones again. This is your time, Ryan.
Well, then I am going to take it. B or not the B is coming up next. No, I'm just kidding. Let's do the calls because this is fun.
All right. Well, we'll get to the rest of the TDS calls when we come back. Jacob, David, Dan, Alan, Elaine, in no particular order when we come back. Thank you for calling in. The YouTube live chat poll, we need you to come on the Annie Fry YouTube channel and vote. And today we're going to play some of your, from what I understand, vocal responses to the poll at 2:45.
Yeah, the way that you do that is you're listening to the Odyssey app. You click on 97.1, make sure you listen to us. Then you hit the microphone. You can record whatever you want and send it to us, and we'll try to give it a listen. And if we like some, we'll play as many as we can.
This song you're listening to is called Happy Enough. It's by Rachel Schumacher. She is from the St. Louis area, and she just released this song today. So check it out. We'll take more of your calls when we come back. In a completely unrelated song. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I've been taking your phone calls. We still got a full board here. I have 7 minutes tops, Brad. Is that right? 7 minutes to get through these phone calls. And I've got a full board of phones. So I need you to make your point quickly so that we can get through as many as we can. I'm not trying to be rude and cut anybody off. The poll question today that you can vote on YouTube is, do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? Yes, you suffer from TDS. Yes, you know people, or no, you don't know anyone. So I'm going to get through your phone calls here, make a point, and I'm going to move on. And I appreciate everybody who's calling in. Let's start here with David. David, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think, TDS?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My aunt used to tell me all the time that she just really hates Donald Trump. She says, I just hate that man. And it was just about personality and emotion. So I wrote down Hannity's enormous list of Trump's accomplishments and laid it in front of her. I was like, he did this, he did this, yeah, he did this, he did this. She's like, I had no idea. I didn't know any of that.
She opened her eyes. You know,
yeah, not right now. She's one of his biggest supporters that I know.
Oh, man.
That is not where I expected
somebody
that to go.
Somebody get David some funding. Let's go.
Send him to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. What are you doing in Missouri? Go. We need you. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Get that list out. Don't tell Sean Hannity you plagiarized it from him. He'd be so happy.
Well, I didn't make any money off of it. No,
yeah.
Thank you.
You might actually make us all a lot of money off of it if Donald Trump gets elected. So we appreciate you. Thank you for listening, David.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get to Alan. Alan, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Yeah, my wife's got TDS in a bad, bad way.
Uh-oh. How's that go? How are you handling? Are you a Trump supporter?
I'm a very big Trump supporter. She can't stand the guy, Orange Man Bad, the whole thing.
Do you talk about it?
Very little.
Wow. But
any bad press that comes out about him, it doesn't matter how outrageous and wrong it is, she immediately believes it and uses that as a point to confirm why she can't stand Donald Trump. And I've tried to insert facts and details, and she accuses me of arguing with facts and details. So
I'm sorry. I hope that your marriage isn't bothered by this, because that is way more important than politics. But that's got to be kind of hard to maneuver.
Yeah, we've been married a long time. Our kids are out of the house, so we just don't talk about it. I mean, the news comes on and we change the channel, because she can't stand if any political ads come on, pro Trump, and she gets mad. Last Christmas, my sister got my mom a pair of slippers from the MyPillow guy. She was mad. She was mad that the MyPillow guy supported by somebody in my family.
Oh,
so,
no.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Was Trump the defining factor when you got married? Were you kind of left and right, separate parties anyway, and Donald Trump just blew it open, or was it just Donald Trump?
We never even discussed politics up until probably the early 2000s, and I knew she was left wing. I didn't realize how far, and I'm pretty far right, I admit that openly. But she's out there,
Alan.
I love her.
Amen to that, Alan. Thank you for calling the show and hanging there, and I hope it continues to be something you guys are able to easily work out. Appreciate you for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Bye bye. She's like a bunch of people thinking, like, I cannot wait to send my pillow stuff to people.
Mad respect, though. Mad respect to
that
guy.
That's tough.
That's really cool that he's doing that. And she is, too.
Yeah. I mean,
Yeah.
Make it work.
Yeah.
Priorities here. Elaine, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS?
Yes, my brother has TDS. I think it's terminal in him, too.
How does it manifest? How do you know?
Well, we don't, thank goodness, we don't fight in person. We go back and forth on Facebook. Mm. He'll comment on a post, and he
like in public.
It's always
not in private messages.
I'm in public, yeah, okay. Yeah. But then other people get involved and it gets ugly. But my brother and I, he lists the same stuff all the time. Well, Trump plays golf on Sundays. He didn't go to church. I'm like, well, Bob, you don't go to church. And then he's like, well, Trump.
Bob.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's like, well, Trump has been divorced, twice. I'm like, I know people that have been married 3 or 4 times, or Liz Taylor was divorced, 8 times, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's always, oh, he brings up his bankruptcies. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, you had a bankruptcy. And then he'll bring up, well, he has failed businesses. And I'm like, you did too.
And all of those things to say, what I hear you saying, Elaine, is that those things that are less than, desirable things are not disqualifying for someone to still be a worthwhile human being, that there are still things that are much more important and bigger than those things you don't celebrate Trump because he went bankruptcy, and filed for bankruptcy. You celebrate him for other good things that have to do with his representation in government for you, better than the alternative, which is there, which is Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden, or Kamala Harris.
Yeah. He will never get on and say anything good about the Democrats. He just has to trash Trump. And I honestly don't know why he trashes Trump. We've never got into that. Yeah. One of these days I'm going to get the nerve to say something. But like I said, we don't discuss this in person. So,
well, do it out of love. If you do it,
prioritize
loving your brother over all of this stuff.
I do. Good. I do. I love my brother. Good. So I do.
All right.
Well, thanks
Tell
for
Bob
taking
hi.
My call.
All right.
Bye.
Hey, you know what, though? Maybe Bob is trashing Trump
on
because
NPR
he's really
right now?
Trashing himself.
Do you think that Bob is over calling NPR right now and being like, my sister Elaine?
I hope so. I really do.
Compare those notes. I only got a minute left here, Jacob. If you could roll your window up or take us off speakerphone. Thanks for calling the show. What do you think about TDS?
Well, give me a second to get this off there. But TDS, I work with a lot of people at downtown St. Louis.
Yeah.
I really do.
And
I only got a minute left here, Jacob.
Oh, there we are. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, here I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I work with a lot of people downtown St. Louis. They have such a corrupt derangement system. I didn't know how many did until they, after the assassination attempt that everybody said they missed, you know, and I'm like, what? Then I found out about the assassination. I was like, wow.
Yeah.
But yeah, they go to as far as pulling the bumper stickers off my car. They also, they left the delete Hillary sticker for some reason, I guess just to get her name out there. I don't know.
That is strange. I think, thank you for the call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I wasn't here when the assassination attempt happened. That was obviously on the weekend, and then I was on vacation. It was very poorly timed for my news coverage. But there were a lot of people who really detest Trump who wouldn't cross that bridge.
Mm-hmm. And for about a day, the politics said, you know what? We've gone a bridge too far. And then the next day it was like, well, let's just go back.
Yeah. And I mean, further, though, the where we went back to the TDS after the fact was worse than where it was beforehand. In a completely unrelated song. Welcome back to the Annie Fry Show. I've been taking your phone calls. We still got a full board here. I have 7 minutes tops, Brad. Is that right? 7 minutes to get through these phone calls. And I've got a full board of phones. So I need you to make your point quickly so that we can get through as many as we can. I'm not trying to be rude and cut anybody off. The poll question today that you can vote on YouTube is, do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS? Yes, you suffer from TDS. Yes, you know people, or no, you don't know anyone. So I'm going to get through your phone calls here, make a point, and I'm going to move on. And I appreciate everybody who's calling in. Let's start here with David. David, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think, TDS?
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. My aunt used to tell me all the time that she just really hates Donald Trump. She says, I just hate that man. And it was just about personality and emotion. So I wrote down Hannity's enormous list of Trump's accomplishments and laid it in front of her. I was like, he did this, he did this, yeah. he did this. She's like, I had no idea. I didn't know any of that.
She opened her eyes?
You know, not right now. She's one of his biggest supporters that I know.
Oh, man.
That is not where I expected
somebody
that to go.
Somebody get David some funding. Let's go.
Send him to Pennsylvania.
Yeah. What are you doing in Missouri? Go. We need you. Wisconsin, Pennsylvania. Get that list out. Don't tell Sean Hannity you plagiarized it from him. He'd be so happy.
I didn't make any money off of it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You might actually make us all a lot of money off of it if Donald Trump gets elected. So we appreciate you. Thank you for listening, David.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Let's get to Alan. Alan, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. What do you think?
Yeah, my wife's got TDS in a bad, bad way.
Uh-oh. Man. How's that go? How are you handling? Are you a Trump supporter?
I'm a very big Trump supporter. She can't stand the guy, Orange Man Bad, the whole thing.
Do you talk about it?
Very little.
Wow.
But any bad press that, you know, comes out about him, it doesn't matter how outrageous and wrong it is, she immediately believes it and uses that as a point to confirm why she can't stand Donald Trump. And I've tried to insert facts and details, and she accuses me of arguing with facts and details. So
I'm sorry. I hope that your marriage isn't bothered by this, because that is way more important than politics. But that's got to be kind of hard to maneuver.
Yeah, we've been married a long time. You know, our kids are out of the house, so we just don't talk about it. I mean, the news comes on and we change the channel, because she can't stand if any political ads come on, you know, pro Trump, and she gets mad. Last Christmas, my sister got my mom a pair of slippers from the MyPillow guy. She was mad. She was mad that the MyPillow guy was supported by somebody in my family.
Oh,
so.
No.
It's pretty bad. Yeah.
Was Trump the defining factor when you got married? Were you kind of left and right, separate parties anyway, and Donald Trump just blew it open, or was it just Donald Trump?
We never even discussed politics up until, you know, probably the early 2000s, and I knew she was left wing. I didn't realize how far, and I'm pretty far right, you know. I admit that openly, but. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she's out there.
Alan,
I love her.
Amen to that. Alan, thank you for calling the show and hanging there. And I hope it continues to be something you guys are able to easily work out. Appreciate you for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh, bye-bye. She's like a bunch of people thinking, like, I cannot wait to send my pillow stuff to people.
Mad respect, though. Mad respect to
that's
that guy.
Tough.
That's really cool that he's doing that. And she is, too.
Yeah. I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Make it work.
Yeah.
Priorities here. Elaine, thanks for calling the Annie Fry Show. Do you or anyone you know suffer from TDS?
Yes, my brother has TDS. I think it's terminal in him, too.
How does it manifest? How do you know?
Well, we don't, thank goodness, we don't fight in person. We go back and forth on Facebook. Mm. He'll comment on a post. And he
like
lists
in public?
It's always,
not in private
yeah,
messages.
I'm in public, yeah. Okay. Yeah. But then other people get involved and it gets ugly. But my brother and I, he lists the same stuff all the time. Well, Trump plays golf on Sundays. He didn't go to church. I'm like, well, Bob, you don't go to church. And then he's like, well, Trump.
Bob.
Yeah, exactly. And then he's like, well, Trump has been divorced, you know, twice. I'm like, I know people that have been married 3 or 4 times or like, you know, yeah. Liz Taylor was divorced, you know, 8 times, whatever. Mm-hmm. And then it's always, oh, he brings up his bankruptcies. Uh-huh. I'm like, well, you had a bankruptcy. And then he'll bring up, well, he has failed businesses. And I'm like, you did too. And all of those things
to say, what I hear you saying, Elaine, is that those things that are less than, you know, desirable things are not disqualifying for someone to still be a worthwhile human being, that there are still things that are much more important and bigger than those things that you don't celebrate Trump because he went bankruptcy, and filed for bankruptcy. You celebrate him for other good things that have to do with his representation in government for you better than the alternative, which is there, which is Hillary Clinton, Joe Biden or Kamala Harris.
Yeah. Yeah. He will never get on and say anything good about the Democrats. He just has to trash Trump. And I honestly don't know why he trashes Trump. We've never got into that. Yeah. One of these days, I'm going to get the nerve to say something. But like I said, we don't discuss this in person. So,
well, do it out of love. If you do it, prioritize loving your brother over all of this stuff.
Because I do. Good. I do. I love my brother. Good. So I do.
All right.
Well, thanks
Tell
for
Bob
taking
hi.
My call.
All right.
All right.
Hey, you know what, though? Maybe Bob is trashing Trump.
On
because
NPR
he's
right
really
now?
Trashing himself.
Do you think that Bob is over calling NPR right now and being like, my sister Elaine?
I hope so. I really do.
Compare those notes. I only got a minute left here, Jacob. If you could roll your window up or take us off speakerphone. Thanks for calling the show. What do you think about TDS?
Well, give me a second to get this over, but TDS, I work with a lot of people at downtown St. Louis.
Yeah.
I really do. And those notes.
I only got a minute left here, Jacob.
Oh, there we are. Yeah.
Oh,
yeah, here I am.
Go ahead.
Yeah, sorry about that.
That's okay.
Yeah, I work with a lot of people downtown St. Louis. They have such Trump derangement system. I didn't know how many did until after the assassination attempt that everybody said they missed, you know, and I'm like, what? Then I found out about the assassination. I was like, wow.
Yeah,
but yeah, they go to as far as pulling the bumper stickers off my car. They also they left the delete Hillary sticker for some reason. I guess just to get her name out there. I don't know.
That is strange. I think. Thank you for the call, Jacob. I appreciate it. I wasn't here when the assassination attempt happened. That was obviously on the weekend, and then I was on vacation. It was very poorly timed for my news coverage. But there were a lot of people who really detest Trump who wouldn't cross that bridge.
Mm-hmm. And for about a day, the politics said, you know what? We've gone a bridge too far. And then the next day it was like, well, let's just go back.
Yeah. And I mean, further though, the where we went back to the TDS after the fact was worse than where it was beforehand.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app, and wherever you get your podcasts.